Hi, honeys. Welcome to Natch View. You know how it goes, baby. I'm popping that intro up at the top of the app. I recorded this episode a while ago. The Hot Mess Comedy Hour girls live in New York. They came into LA. They said, we want to come on Natch View. I said, of course, but I got a schedule, honey. So I'm popping this episode in. You're going to have the best time with them. The entire theme of this episode is sort of building a routine for yourself. So we got a lot to say about skincare, but first, you know how we roll. Thank you to my honeys for the 5-star reviews. This was the best idea I ever had, honestly, because I'm loving getting to know all the honeys through this exciting, fun way. So my producer, Rebecca, just pulled me some to read, so I'm going to read a few of these for y'all, okay? This is from McMunch. No, it's not McMunch, but I think McMunch is cute. It's McMitch. Okay? They said, I love Jackie. She is hilarious, loving, open-minded, and so fun to listen to. Natch Butte is a great podcast. Thank you. Jackie, I love the NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer. It's my ride or die. Well, thank you. That NARS unfortunately tests on animals now. So I'm hoping maybe you would check out the Wet n Wild Creamy Concealer because it's literally the same thing and it's only $5 and it's vegan and cruelty-free. That's a tip for everybody out there. And because they're so cheap, you can try a few different colors, and if you don't like it, you're only out a few dollars, baby. So everyone check that out, but I still appreciate the review. McMitch, you listen to Natch Butte, so you know how I roll. You probably were expecting me to say that to you. I love you. Yes, honey. Everybody do your damn best. Okay, here we go. Here we go, baby. Okay, I love this. This is from JGuitar27. It says, you, ooh, 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 are a Natch Butte. Yes, honey, loving the intro. Natch Butte is a true gem and the little gem emoji of a paw. Jackie J brightens my day. I use a Cure Brightening Gel Cleanser, spritz my face and neck with a mist of Alafia Coconut Face Toner and Alafia Night Cream and Eye Cream. Also very into anything Pacifica. Yes, queen! That's what I'm talking about! Two cruelty-free brands right there in the review. I'm a big fan of Acure as well. Their toner is my favorite toner. So yes, Jay Guitar, I see you. Thank you for that review. There are a couple more. Get excited, honey. Okay, here's a great one. This is by The Luke. Love the name. My favorite product is the Stratia Liquid Gold Moisture Barrier Repair. It really restored my skin texture and color after I OD'd on retinol and AHAs. It's $25. Pretty good for a high-end moisturizer. Okay, yes, honey. I see you. I see you. And also, I'm now including in the episode guides on NatchBeauty.com all of the things y'all mentioned in the reviews. So get excited if you're like, ooh, I want to try that. What was that again? You don't need to rewind, honey. Go to NatchBeauty.com. It will be on the episode guide. Okay, let's see. Here's a good one. It says, if I'm being honest, which is something I say, thank you, 5 stars from Lauren. When I played the first episode, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to handle Jackie's enthusiasm and intensity. Welcome to my life. But a few episodes later, I was hooked and washing my butthole with Glossier Smoky Jelly Cleanser. I cannot get enough of this pod. This is from Ariel Lee 19. Gets me through my week. I need Jackie to guide me through my skincare journey. Every now and then, I hear Jackie's voice in my head telling me not to be lazy and wash my face and put on SPF. Although I can't afford too many products, I love listening and it keeps me from losing my mind at work. Nightly routine. Wash with CeraVe and remove mascara with Clinique Take the Day Off. Not cruelty-free. Eek! She knows. Listen, I people love that Take the Day Off. I'll tell you that. There are balms that are comparable, that are cruelty-free, that I will find and shout out to y'all soon, okay? I will say my oil cleanser is basically the same thing, and I'm about to tell y'all about it. Maybe I'll do a mask or use a prickly roller from R&F, or skip straight to moisture and eye cream. Okay, Ariel, give yourself a break. You're doing good, honey. I see you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing that with me, and honey, I will find you a probably cheaper as well alternative to the Take the Day Off Clinique bomb, because I'm telling you, when that hit, I was only seeing people say great things about that, but Clinique, get it together. We all love Clinique, because I used it growing up. We all loved Clinique. That's all I wanted, was to go to the mall, get me a honey gloss lip, and get the free gift with purchase Clinique bag and all the samples. That was like literally my everything, and so I think the nostalgia for Clinique is still strong. That's why we all keep buying it, but they test on animals, honey. We're gonna read one more. This is from Darcy, okay? Jackie is my goddess, and she's a goddess, uses her platform to bring awareness to these issues because she said she would read our beauty routines. Here's mine. Honey, yes. My weekly rotation starts on Friday. Oh, this is singing to my heart already. Friday, cleanse face with coconut oil. steam face to open pores. Do a Biore blackhead strip, Aztec clay mask, and Shea Moisture African black soap bamboo charcoal jelly moisturizer. Honey, yes! Sunday, Michael Todd Beauty Sonic Smooth Dermaplaning System with Charcoal Cleanser. This game is strong. You need to come in here. You need to come be on Natch Beauty, Darcy. Sunday, BioClarity System. Yes, queen! Monday, Dr. Brandt Pores No More Cleanser, Pore Dermabrasion Exfoliator, Pores No More Vacuum Cleaner Mask, Pores No More Effect Refining Cream, not cruelty-free. They sell their products in China with, like, the emoji with the teeth showing. Okay, listen, we all have to be aware. Tuesday, I love that y'all are calling out the products that aren't cruelty-free. These are my honeys right here. Tuesday, Peter Thomas Roth Anti-Aging Cleansing Gel, Peter Thomas Roth Unwrinkled Peel Pads, The Ordinary Retinol Serum, not cruelty-free, sell their products in China. I think The Ordinary is. I thought, but Peter Thomas Roth isn't. Wednesday and Thursday, Burt's Bees Facial Cleansing Oil, DIY Coffee Grounds Plus Sugar Plus Coconut Scrub, DIY Avocado Greek Yogurt Lemon Honey Facial Cleanser, DIY Apple Cider Vinegar Water Toner, Yes Do Clear Skin Daily Balancing Moisturizer, and I use Patchology Flash Bash Night Restoring Eye Gels every night, baby! Darcy, DM me on Instagram because you need to come on Natch Beauty, okay? The game is strong. I respect this game. I respect this game so hard, honey. So thank you for that. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Darcel. You're Darcel. You're not even Darcy. You have me shook over that skincare. You're not going to even say your damn name. Darcel, you need to hit me up. Honestly, tweet me. You are my new favorite person. I need to hear everything about these DIY things you are rolling with, okay? So I think that was enough reviews. If I didn't get to yours, I'll get it next week. Honeys, thank you for this. Keep rolling in those reviews. I'm learning so much. Thank you for sharing everything with me. Now, real quick, I just want to say, I wanted to give just a little bit of a skincare moment because this episode that you're about to hear, like I said, it's the girls that host the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, Andrea and Emily. We had so much fun and we were kind of confessing to each other, like, what are some of the things we do in our self-care routines that could probably be classified as a hot mess. And we were sharing, Andrea was like, I don't really have a routine, I need help. And then we went ahead and talked about other things and I never really helped her with her skincare. And I've been like stewing over that for a month now. Like, we should have gone into skincare a little bit more. So I just wanted to say a little bit up top about basic skincare stuff. I also want to say that I'm going to go on Hot Mess Comedy Hour when I go to New York. I'm going to New York in August and I'm setting up podcast appearances. So if there is a New York-based pod that you love that you think I would fit the vibe into, tweet at them or email me or tweet me and say, hey, Jackie J, you should go on this pod. I just wanted to announce right here that so far there are two pods I am guaranteed to be going on. It's on the books, the Hot Mess Comedy Hour and Fat Mascara. Yes, I know there's a lot of crossover listeners that listen to Fat Mascara. Jackie J has successfully manifested them into her life. So the number one beauty podcast on iTunes, holla back at me. We're going to do a Fat Beaut, a Natch Mascara crossover. So get excited about that, everybody. Tell them you're excited to hear me if you listen to both because we're going to have a great time, baby. Okay, yes. Okay, so let me just really quick say, this is just very light, easy skincare 101. Not every one of us can be Darcel and have an amazing, very regimented skin routine. So I know how intense and overwhelming it can be. And there's all this crap out there like, what do we buy? Okay. Let's just say you want to start from ground zero and you want to get a little bit of elevated skincare in your life. Okay. I don't care what age you are. I don't care what skin type you have. Honey, you need a cleanser and a moisturizer. Okay. And for daytime, you need a cleanser, a moisturizer, and you need to be putting an SPF, okay? So far, you have three things that you absolutely have to start with, okay? Now, cleansers are very personal. There's a million different ones out there. There's this really incredible article that came out in the New York Times Tea Magazine, and it's called How to Build a Skincare Routine. And the author is named Carrie Mulvar, and I ripped a lot of this straight from that article, so I'm going to link it on NatchBeauty.com. But basically, this is just for very, very basic starts, okay? Now, there's lots of cleansers, but let's just say oily or acne-prone skin should look for foaming liquids. Dry, red, eczema-prone should look for a cream or a lotion. Sensitive could maybe try an oil. Mature skin, a melting balm. Any skin type, micellar water. So those are some ideas for you basics on that. I personally have like fallen in love with an oil cleanse to take off my makeup. I love it so much. It eats your makeup off. You don't have to rub it with a wipe anymore. You don't have to rub it with anything. It'll just, you barely rub it in and it just eats your makeup off. And then when you wash your face with the water, your skin feels replenished. It doesn't feel stripped, which I feel like always used to happen with me. The one I like is called Michelle Perfect C Cleansing Oil. And I don't know what the Perfect C stands for because there's nothing really in it that starts with a C. So I like to think it's perfect, kind of, but that's just me. I don't know, honestly. But Michelle, it's $18. And you can get my shell at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Lassen's, if you live in LA, Erewhon, basically health, natural food grocery stores. On their website, they have like a zip code look for us thing. And I use 75043, which is like my hometown zip code, Garland, Texas represent. And Sprouts and Whole Foods and a natural grocer's popped up. So look for those in that area. But she has very high quality natural ingredients with pretty fair prices. So she has other cleansers too. There's a creamy pumpkin cleanser that I was like, ooh, that sounds good. But I really, really love this Michelle Perfect Sea Cleansing Oil. I friggin' can't get enough of it, baby, okay? So anyway, look for a cleanser. Then you gotta do a moisturizer after that. I don't care if you're oily. I don't care what's going on with you. You gotta do a moisturizer after that, okay? There's lots to choose from. Some people have one for AM and PM. Different benefits. But if you want to just dip your toe, then just try one, okay? Now I'm really gonna quick read this. Oily skin, gel moisturizer. Normal or combo, lotion. Dry, a cream. Inflamed or sensitive, but not acne prone, balm. And again, I took these from that New York Times article, so I will link that. The ones I use are a little bougie, if I'm being honest. I use the Osea Malibu Advanced Protection Cream. It's $98. Okay, honey, but listen, I love it. A lot of honeys really love the First Aid Beauty Ultra Repair Cream. It's $12 for a tube at Sephora, and they always have deals on it, so that's an exciting one. So now, and I'm not even going to get into sunscreen because y'all know to get a damn sunscreen by now. If you go to nashby.com, the number one searched word is sunscreen, okay? So everybody knows, get a sunscreen for the day, okay? Now, once you've got those steps down, if you're feeling wild and you want to go one step further, get in the tone zone, baby. A toner can change everything because when you cleanse, you wash your face. Toner will balance your skin. Moisturizer will hydrate and soften your skin. But toners will deliver an extra shot of nutrients, help other products absorb better, and you want to do that after cleansing before you put on anything else. Now, like I said while reading the reviews, I love the Acure Facial Toner. It's $12.99. It pretty much lasted me a year. You can get it at Target. It's a great vegan, cruelty-free drugstore brand. If you want to be a little bit more bougie, there's lots of options. I really like the Source Vital. Y'all know I love Source Vital Apothecary. It's called the Aromatic Emulsion Balance. It's a natural toning blend of essential oils. It smells so good. It's $25. It's not that bad. They always have sales. And if you go, a thing will pop up and be like, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? You get 20% off. Yes, I do. What do I look like, an idiot? So if you go to nashby.com and you click from there, they will throw in a sample of my favorite deep algae scrub, which is amazing, but I'll talk about exfoliation another day, okay? So if you want to throw in a toner, go ahead and do that. And if you're really feeling fancy, toss in a serum, baby. Basically, what is a serum? I don't know. Serum have smaller molecules and can be more easily absorbed into the skin. Serums deliver concentrated solutions to your skincare problems. So you cleanse, you tone, you moisturize, we do sunscreen. But if you want a little extra oomph, baby, maybe you're dry, maybe you're oily, maybe you have acne, maybe you want some anti-aging, you can mix and match and put certain serums on certain spots. You can have a damn serum bukkake party. I don't know. But serum is another layer if you want to add that in. And there's a ton of different serums. There's retinol serums that will stimulate your collagen and plump her up, honey. There's antioxidant serums that are going to brighten her up with that vitamin C. There's a hyaluronic acid serum. That's basically what I'm using these days. It helps seals in the hydration. I have a ton of them. I have the Dr. Sturm, which is $350. It's the most bougie product I have. I also like the Osea Hyaluronic C Serum. It ain't cheap either. I really like the Source Vital Liposome Serum. It's $50, and it's all natural. Rosehip oil, seaweed, evening primrose, carrot seed oil. It's just a good, I love it. It's blue. I don't know why it's blue, but I love it. So those are my three favorites. Then there's AHA, BHA, which is alpha hydroxy acid or beta hydroxy acid, and that will help reduce large pores as well as brighten dull spots. That's good for my acne, honeys. So basically, that's what you need. What did we cover? You need a cleanser and a moisturizer. During the day, you need a cleanser, moisturizer, and SPF. Then if you want to get crazy, you want to throw in a toner. You want to throw in a serum. Now, if you really want to go crazy, okay, like Darcel in the reviews, here's what you're going to do, baby. Throw an oil in, okay? Throw in a damn oil. or an eye cream, or you can do an exfoliation once or twice a week and go wild, baby. Kate Somerville Exfolicate, or the Sorcertal Algae Deep Scrub, which is essentially that, but natural and cheaper and made in America. Throw in a mask, okay? Throw in a mask from a jar. Throw on an eye patch. Maybe throw a face mist in. Maybe get a jade roller to push it all into your face, okay? That's what's so great about skincare is it's personal. You can do as much as you want. You can get carried away, or you can just be a little tiny baby and do a couple things. So I hope that helped. I want everyone to go to nashbeauty.com for further reading. Personally, my routine, I will put it up. I have dry to normal skin. I have skin from my 30s. My routine basically focuses on anti-aging and replenishing. I will post my whole routine. And I will just want to say there, the article from the New York Times will be linked. Breaks down everything way more than what I talked about. And it also gives some all price point, examples. And then Cruelty Free Kitty is a website that lists everything that's cruelty free. And there's so many brands that we don't talk about on Attribute that you might have heard of or that might be easy for you to get. I'm going to post that article as well because, you know, they have all price points. You can use cruelty free shit from Target and it'll be great. And I just want to say that if it's overwhelming to be cruelty free, it's really not. Think of it in reverse because it cuts out a ton of shit you can't buy. So it actually makes buying easier. You're not tempted to buy everything because you can't buy anything. So it's actually helpful. So I will post that article, the New York Times article, my routine, and just the basics of skincare for everybody. I hope that was helpful because now we're about to get into the episode where we go off topic and have a good time. Okay, great. Let's go, baby. Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Natch butte. Natch butte. Natch butte. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Natch Butte, did ba ba Natch Butte, did it up ba Natch Butte, did ba ba do, yeah, yeah.
Oh, welcome God. To Natch Butte. Yeah, I'm happy with how that sounded. I was so nervous. It's early, and I was going to take it down a few keys. Mm-mm. But you know what, baby? We did it.
No, you fucking nailed it.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Natch Butte, baby. It's your girl, Jackie J. Jackie Johnson in the house, in the car, at work, wherever you are, baby. I'm here, okay? And I have two guests today, and I'm very excited. We don't know each other, if we're being honest, so we're going to get intimate today. We're going to get to know each other.
Hell yeah.
We're going to talk beauty. We're going to talk everything, because I have two podcast mavens up in the house, okay? So let me just read y'all who I got here. They host the Hot Mess Comedy Hour out of NYC, but they're in L.A., and I had to get them on Natch Butte while they're here. They're taking a red eye out of town, baby, but they're here today. We have Andrea Allen and Emily Lubin. Welcome!
Thank you for having me.
Oh. Are y'all best friends?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love that.
We're more than best friends. We're extremely codependent.
Yeah.
We're basically a married couple.
Married couples that don't hook up.
Yes.
Me and my friend are like that too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always joking, like, we should just fuck.
We should just
cut the middleman out and just date.
This is how I know that being gay is not a choice, because I would choose to be gay 100% of the time.
Yeah. How streamlined would our lives be?
So easy. Yeah. And we already are so comfortable with each other. I make your breakfast.
Yeah, you did.
You do the navigation in the car.
Bitch made me avocado toast this morning.
Honey.
It was white girl magic.
Are y'all Airbnb-ing?
Yes. We are.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we hit up Trader Joe's and spent a reasonable amount of money, but exactly the right amount of food.
Mm-hmm. That is goals.
It is so intensely satisfying when you cut up the last avocado and you're like, four avocados, 4 days, we did it, baby.
Because you feel bad leaving them behind or something, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I never do that. So, yeah, y'all are professionals.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Every time a guy is like, wait, you guys sleep in the same bed and you've seen each other naked and you talk all the time, like, you're not fucking? I'm like, no. That's just female friendship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goals.
Sorry, you're jealous.
Are y'all roommates?
No, we're not.
I think that would be a little too much.
Sure.
Yeah. It can be hard. I lived with a best friend and we ended up literally haven't spoken for 10 years.
Yeah, I did that too.
Bad.
Everyone has one of those stories.
100%. Mm-hmm. I think it's part of your 20s and growing up. And
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, we love each other. We'll be so good as roommates.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you don't do dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the things that could be charming about your friend, like, it's kind of charming if somebody's a slob. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. If you don't live with them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Emily's a slob, by
the way.
I'm a total slob.
I am too. Mm-hmm. I'm trying. I said in my wedding vows that I would sincerely give my biggest efforts to be less messy, and mm-hmm. I think I'm letting him down.
You know what?
I just tried.
Well, is he hyper clean?
I wouldn't say hyper clean, but he likes things to be where they're supposed to be, and he doesn't like clutter, and I'm like all about the kitsch, and I just want like shit everywhere, accoutrement everywhere.
Yeah, knickknacks are such a slippery slope.
He does not enjoy knickknacks. None.
I think that if you have a relationship where one person is neat and likes order, mm-hmm. the other one's allowed to be a slob. It's a yin and yang situation.
I'm sorry. How is that a thing?
Well, because you can't have two
this
slobs.
This is her being like, I think that I want to be the way that I am, and you have to
and
deal with that.
Then I'll just find somebody perfect.
Two slobs. It's bad.
Yes.
Yes, you can't have two slobs.
So fast.
And I also think you can't really have two OCD neat people because it would be too, I think they would be so overbearing. They'd have company over and want you to take your shoes and socks off. And
we should be taking our shoes off in the house. I read this terrifying article.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
You should know that you should never read articles.
100%. You're very correct on that. And also, like, the whole, like, self-diagnosing. I'm borderline hypochondriac, I would say.
Okay.
But
yes.
I will say this, ladies. Guess who didn't get sick all cold and flu season?
This bitch.
Not once. Did y'all?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
Emily, did you?
No.
I did.
That's good because it was so crazy in LA. My husband got sick twice.
Yeah.
Because he's
a
teacher.
Everybody was sick. Wait, actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking of it, I did have I had a cold that ran like a few weeks long, but it was like a walking cold. You
That's
know what
everyone
I mean?
Had.
Yeah.
Everyone had that. It was terrible.
Like zombies. I got the flu, but it was because my boyfriend at the time got the flu. And I had to take care of him because he got the flu while he was at my house. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to fucking send you on the train when you're fucked up.
The petri dish.
Exactly.
And then everyone's going
to
get it.
Ugh. And he got so sick that he went to the hospital.
Oh, it was really bad.
And I just took him to the hospital.
People
was like,
died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I'm telling you, the flu was out to get people this year.
That's
really
some
was.
Straight up 1800 shit.
Yeah. No,
people dying from the flu.
It's getting bad.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone out there. I didn't know. I have some immunity tips.
Okay.
That I was going to share.
Yes.
And again, I just want to preface this. I'm not a doctor, okay? If y'all want to email me, you know, go ahead. But I'm just saying, this is not a medical show. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor.
This
These
is not
ladies
a
aren't.
Replacement for
exactly.
medical advice.
I'm just saying, this is how Jackie J., who lives a crazy life around lots of people shaking hands and whatever. Mm-hmm. My husband's a teacher. He's in a classroom full of, I say kids, they're improvs and sketch students. But he's in a classroom full of people all day. He got sick twice. I slept next to him for, you know, every night. I didn't get sick. Here's what I did. Number one, you got to wash the hands. And yep. I know what you're thinking, duh. But you better, everybody go on YouTube and type in how to wash your hands. It is a lot harder than you think.
Yeah.
You don't just go in the bathroom and splash water and then you're done, baby.
No.
You got to really get in there.
You got to get in the crevices.
Yes.
You
up
go
to your
in
elbow.
Between the fingers.
Yes, yeah. Emily knows. Mm-hmm.
You got to do, you know that bar mitzvah move where you do the wave?
Uh-huh.
You
got to
do that with it.
You got to scrub under each ring.
Yes.
You
got to
scrub
rings.
Under each nail.
Yeah, get the nails.
A good 30 seconds. I was just in Japan and I swear people were staring at me because every time I was in the bathroom, I was washing my hands for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, you don't know what Japan's immunity situation
well, they
is.
All, it's a very highly populated area and mm-hmm. they all walk around wearing those
the
masks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's because everybody's sick and they have respect for other people. And I'm like, we should do that here,
yeah.
honestly, because that's why
pigs.
We're all sick.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, I do it everywhere, not just Japan. I was at Disney. You know, kids have a lot of germs and stuff. It's just a fact.
They're okay. disease buckets.
They really are. Every time I visit my niece and nephew, I get sick. But that's just because they're at school and the kids. It's classrooms.
Yes. Yeah.
Adults, children, everyone. Anyway.
I feel like there's diarrhea or vomit or something
everywhere.
In every classroom.
Everywhere.
Yeah, there's just traces of diarrhea 100%. Under every kid's chin.
100%. So I'm just saying, wash the hands thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
That's listen, that changed my life when I figured out
yeah.
I was washing my hands wrong. Number two, don't touch your face.
Oh,
yes.
Now,
yes.
I used to I'd look in the mirror and I'd go, oh, I have a zit. Pick, 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 pick.
Yes.
I did that the other day.
Pick, 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 pick.
Uh-huh.
Who knows where my hands had been all day?
Yeah.
You know, even just touching your steering wheel. And I'm going to make people neurotic now. Touching your steering wheel, touching your phone,
Your phone! Oh, my God.
Don't touch your face. You got to train yourself.
Yes.
Train yourself to not touch your face. If you feel an itch coming on or whatever, listen, get a glove. I'm telling you, get a glove. Do whatever you need to do, baby.
But, and don't rub your eyes, too.
Because
eyes are a window to the body.
All of it is. Your nose, your mouth, all of it. And if you touch your face with a dirty germ hand, it will spread. I'm telling you, baby, did I get sick? I didn't.
Oh, my God,
Trained myself to not touch my face and to wash my hands properly.
Did you do, like, exposure therapy? Like, if you touched your face, did you have to, like, burn it with a match or something?
No, but I just... Because being sick sucks so bad. My heart goes out to anyone out there with
so
chronic illness, or because it's so difficult. And my life is so, y'all are the same, so unpredictable.
Yeah, fast paced.
These crazy auditions, mornings, you know, podcast. It's just, I never know what's going on, and I have to have my health.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not getting sick this season. I'm not getting sick this season.
You did it.
So you kind of manifested it.
Willed it away. 100% I willed it away.
Well, I mean, I was kind of sick yesterday. I had overshare coming up. I had fucking diarrhea. My stomach was fucked up. I was anxious. And I was like,
From traveling.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, we have multiple podcasts. We have two shows. There's just not time.
Yes.
There's not time. I'm throwing the Tums down my throat.
She's like about to go up and has to go to the bathroom to have diarrhea
real quick.
That's
like
happened to me so many times.
Yeah, I get diarrhea when I'm anxious. It's not usually a digestive thing, but I don't drink coffee anymore because it's like when I'm anxious, it's just all day like a steady flow of diarrhea.
Every day is diarrhea adjacent.
Every day is D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I don't really talk about my IBS a lot on HBU.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
But it's a lot better. Well, we'll talk about it.
IBS is so tough. My brother has it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It might come up later. The probiotics really changed my life.
Yeah, girl.
Let's try to talk beauty for a minute, baby, okay?
Wait, you don't want to talk about diarrhea?
You know, listen, I'm not opposed to it, but I pride myself in that NashView stays on top.
Yes.
I take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. Because
structure is important.
We're here to hear about self-care and beauty, baby. That's
yeah.
what we're here for. And there's a lot of pods out there. And you know you get that talk on NashView. So I try to stay on topic. I'm okay with a few minutes off, but we keep the train rolling down the tracks, baby.
Hell
sure.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Well, diarrhea is kind of like a cleanse.
Yes.
And a cleanse can be very healthful.
Mm-hmm.
Health, beauty, segue.
I agree. It is definitely in the world of bodies and wellness. Illness and whatnot. So it's not we're not talking about tourism.
We're such nasty bitches.
I mean, that's what y'all's
we
podcast
immediately
is all
go
about.
There.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So let's talk about, I think I emailed this to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about self-care holes versus self-care goals.
Mm.
Meaning the areas in our self-care where we're killing it
mm-hmm.
versus the areas where we need some fucking help.
Yes.
All right.
So let's start with Andrea, I've decided. You're going to start. What are you fucking killing it at?
What am I fucking killing it
at? I mean, your hair looks great.
Thank you so much. I actually, you know what, my roots are kind of fucked up right now, but I'm keeping the black consistent. You know what I've been doing recently with self-care is that I have been wearing less makeup regularly. I used to do like full face 5 days a week.
Oof.
And like I'm in podcasting.
Yes.
Like
nobody can see us.
No one can see
I'm
you.
I'm wearing my Met Gala ball gown
oh,
right
yeah.
now.
You look
and I look
fantastic.
Great, but nobody can see.
You look
and
fantastic.
So effortless.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yeah, so I used to work in fashion many years ago, and every day was like a full fucking blowout.
Yeah.
Smoky eye, all of that, heels. Like I was so on point all the time because I just felt like I had to be.
Like Devil Wears Prada.
Very Devil Wears Prada.
Fashion girls stomp it the fuck out.
They do stomp it the
Hell
fuck
yeah.
out.
Yeah, it's their life.
Yeah.
It's their passion.
You have to look good. Like it's just expected as part of the job. And then because I moved into comedy, I was like, I still have to be doing that. And I sort of felt this like intense pressure to like look good and mm-hmm. polished all the time. And
it's so funny because no men feel that way.
No. They're literally there. Like,
they roll up in Teva sandals
like,
in February.
We're lucky if they even have on sandals, honestly.
Yes, yes. And we're doing the same thing. Like I'm using my voice, so why does it matter what I look like? I like to give myself, I'll go without makeup for like, if I'm doing podcasting stuff, I'll do it like 3 days. Or maybe just like mascara if I want to like really feel pretty or whatever, and not blow dry my hair, not straighten my hair. I damage my hair a lot with all the like product and color and stuff like that. So I've just been like, if you feel it's kind of like exposure therapy, like you were talking about. Like I feel a little bit, I used to feel uncomfortable not wearing makeup and stuff like that because I didn't feel like I looked good and stuff like that. But once you wear it and you're like, I look great, and you just do it regularly, people get used to it. And then it like feels good when I'm like, I'm going to turn it up tonight. But on the daily, just take it down. Wear a little concealer and mascara. Just let my hair air dry and just go about my shit. Like, take it a little easier on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I've been doing well with self-care. Where I haven't been, I think, is when I do go out at night to do shows and shit, I leave my makeup on and sleep with my makeup.
No!
I know.
No!
I know.
That's
I know.
The cardinal rule of Natch
Beauty. It's literally sacrilege. And I know I have the time.
Not even a wipe?
So if I don't have a wipe,
honey,
I know it's fucked up. It's just, it's like this feeling of like we were talking about our crazy lives. It's this feeling of exhaustion of like, sometimes I won't even brush my teeth. I'm just like, I just want to
sleep.
And I'm not even, I'll be like on my phone. Like, I'm not going to bed right away. I'm just sitting there full makeup hair on my phone, just in bed because I don't want to deal with it.
They should create an attachment on the phone that sprays your face while you are on your phone.
Oh, wipes your ass down.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
It wraps around.
Yeah.
And every time I'm not sleeping with full makeup every night, but in the morning I wake up and I feel so fucked up. It's all like smudged and my skin just looks like shit. And there's no need. And every time I'd make the effort to do it, I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm an adult and this is what I should be doing.
Yes.
But
you know what? No shame, because a lot of people have this problem.
Yes.
And I have a friend who's like, I have to like make a list at like a child and remind myself to do like a nighttime routine.
Yeah.
And we call it bed hygiene.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not easy. We live crazy lives. So I think that's great that you're acknowledging it.
Sure.
I agree with Emily, like, at least a wipe, baby.
I know.
Keep it by the bed.
I know.
Keep it by
you're
the
right.
bed.
I gotta make a hack where, like, it's so easy for me.
Right.
It's like, also, I have this, like, gorgeous, all of my Asian friends always have, like, beautiful skin, and they have all the Korean beauty products, and I told her that I didn't moisturize, and she was like,
yeah.
She's like, you're gonna age yourself quickly, and I really need to,
you
like,
you gotta invest in a night cream.
Hold on. No moisturizer?
No.
You're killing me, baby.
I know.
You're literally like, my butthole keeps like clenching with this knowledge. I'm like offended almost.
I'm reckless.
Yes.
But like, I know.
She has skin like a beluga, though.
But,
like, you have the softest, smoothest skin.
It looks
skin.
Gorgeous.
I get away with it.
You look very young. Y'all are young, right? Early 20s?
I'm 29.
Wow!
Yeah, I'm 27.
Wow, y'all look like babies.
Thank you so
much. In the
much.
Best way.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm getting away with this recklessness that I'm doing it.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I know, but I'm like, you gotta start laying the groundwork down. Like,
especially if you're 29.
Yes.
Because I feel like I hit a point, I was 29, and then I turned 30, and then I turned 31, and I was like, oh my God, what are these lines?
Yeah.
And they were probably already there, but it's just because I'm self-conscious about aging, I started noticing them.
Yeah.
But I think if you really turn up the skincare, you can start to end the, you know, clock,
of course.
Turn the clock back and really set that skin up to really kill it when you're getting older, you know?
There's such good products out there now, and I know that, and I just need to, like, get more well-versed in it. I also, like, you're talking about wrinkles and shit like that. I'm working all day. When I'm on a computer all day, I'm squinting.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, really just, like, in the zone. And I get these two, I get, like,
the
two.
11s.
Yes. And I'm, like, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
I see the line now after a long day. I'm, like, one day that's just going to be on my fucking face.
Yeah. We need to get you a retinol.
Yeah.
We need to get you popping, baby.
I got to.
But you're looking good, so
Thank
don't worry.
You. Thank you so much. Yes. So that's sort of where I'm killing it and not killing
it. I'll say, though, your nails look really cute.
Thank you.
Because we'll talk about it. Look, I mean, we'll talk about it when we get to me.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Emily?
Okay.
Your skin is, you look like an angel.
Thank
first
you.
Of all. You're literally glowing.
Yeah, she's so much better than me with this stuff.
Yeah, so.
Who do people tell you you look like?
I get two people. I get Rachel Weiss.
Rachel Weiss. I see
that. I have gotten like a younger Brooke Shields. But that's, I think that's brow based.
You look like Lord to me. Have you ever gotten Lord?
Yeah, oh my God, no, but she's cool as fuck.
Yeah,
thank you.
You could totally be her sister.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah. I usually find that it's usually eyebrow based because
your brows
I have thick
are
brows.
So gorgeous. Yes,
thank you.
Oh my God.
I would say, okay, so
the first thing I noticed when you walked in the room, I said, who's this
so
beautiful browed
strong.
Angel?
Oh my gosh, thanks.
Can I say this too? Because she used to have bleach blonde hair,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, I know that the blonde was too expensive to maintain, but when when it was so bright blonde and then the big,
full
like,
brows.
Full brows.
I love that look.
It was like, damn, are you an alien?
I love that
You're
look.
From space.
Yeah, so that's kind of my answer. So I've kind of, like, recently had a bit of a transformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had this artificial look for about 2 years. I bleached my hair super platinum blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it looked great because
yeah.
the first time you do it, I'd never ever dyed my hair before.
Wow. So, what made you do that?
She's hanging out with me, this like dirty dyeing hair street rat.
Well, I had always wanted to do it, but I'm very drastic. I'm like kind of like an all or nothing
Same.
Person.
Are you a Scorpio?
No, but Scorpio rising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a triple Scorpio.
Holy
Are you
shit.
Serious?
Can you even believe I'm sitting here right now? I'm not like robbing you, banks and fucking.
And
it's crazy.
Fucking, yeah. That's what I think of when I think of Scorpios. Just like sex addicts.
Money, sex. I want it all, baby.
I love that I'm a Scorpio rising, though, because I don't think of myself as hypersexual, but like I like that that's like a part of my spirit.
I'm not hypersexual.
I am. God
What's
damn.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
I've dated one of you before. Hmm.
Everyone has a weird reaction to Capricorns. Everyone is like, oh, I don't know if I trust you or I want to have you in my life. I'm like, oh,
really?
Nice
no, yeah. I think you're fine.
I'm a Virgo, and people say that they hate Virgos, too. I hear that a lot.
I've never fucked a Virgo.
Mm.
That I know of.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're asking every time.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I just, there might be a couple I don't remember, like, that I just really, like, took in. But
yeah.
I'm a pretty monogamous, like, long-term relationship mm-hmm. person, so I don't think I have. I'm pretty sure
okay.
I haven't. But I might
yeah,
have to.
You have a pretty good handle
I might
on
have
it.
To do some Googling when we're out of here, but I'm pretty sure I haven't.
We were at a bar recently, mm-hmm. and there were these two sleazy guys. They come up. One looks like K-Fed. The other one
Ooh,
was just like...
It might have been him.
Yeah.
It might have been.
Very possible.
Yeah.
The other one just had like a dumb look on his face
it
the whole
so
time.
Dumb.
And they, in earnest, used the line, what's your sign?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And we were like, why don't you guess? And they, for about... A minute and a half.
Scorpio.
Listing all of them.
Capricorn.
Pisces.
No. Gemini. No. Just down the entire list until they finally got it and they were like, I knew it.
Where were y'all?
At this bar in Queens in New York.
I haven't been hit on in so long. I just am not giving out that vibe, you know?
Honestly, neither were we.
We were not giving out a vibe at all.
They were just sleazebags.
Yeah.
We were dancing and we were both like just in each other's zone. And they kept trying to, like, come in.
I hate that.
I'm like, I am flailing at such a crazy rate right now,
yeah.
and I'm clearly in the zone with my bitch. Like, well, I'm not grinding with you.
We need to come up with a name for that. Like, when you and your girl are on the floor and you're having fun, and there's, like, that creeper in the corner that's,
yeah.
like, trying to get eye contact enough to where he feels like it was a sexual advance
right.
to come
yeah.
over to y'all. I feel like that's everywhere I go. When I was at South By, we were, like, dancing at parties, and I, like, literally wouldn't... I was making eye contact with my best friend. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I do not want a single fucking guy to come over here and think he can fuck with
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because then you're not even looking. You just glance to the
yes.
other side of the room, and you're like,
accidental
fuck.
Eye contact.
And they're like, oh,
yeah.
they want to fuck
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's just like, it's drunk people culture. It's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
like that people are like, oh, I want to go up to that girl. It's just like, when they're all drunk, they're like, I just want anything with a pulse to like,
sure.
with warmth to come up to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember this guy was like, can we take a picture with you? And we're like, a
For
picture?
What? Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with that later?
That was their eye contact. Was taking the picture.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a move.
That was an easy in.
I don't know if it was hit on. I went to a show at like the Whiskey or like one of those clubs on the Sunset
mm-hmm.
Strip to see my friend's band.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting. My friend had just got a drink and left me alone. And this guy walked up to me. I don't even remember what he said. He was like, oh, I think he was like, can I take a picture with you? I guess that's a thing now.
That's so weird.
And I said,
it's
no.
so weird.
I said, no. And he's like, come on, man, whatever. And I was like,
oh, that's
and I was
totally
like,
edge.
Oh, I'm not interested. And then he was like, well, where's the party night? What are you up to? And I go, okay, I'm married and I'm old enough to be your mom. Can you leave me alone?
We should start wearing wedding rings when we
that
go out.
That doesn't do anything. Especially in LA. Because half the people that are married, like me, I don't have mine on right now because I honestly forgot it on the way out. Uh-huh. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And people that are married, fuck out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I used to wear an engagement ring because I went to a bridal shower and they had them scattered on the tables like confetti. And I took some home. And I wore an engagement ring out as an experiment to see if I would get hit on more. And I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you're
the world.
Woman.
Yeah. The world is full of fuckboys.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Fuckboys abundant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But self-care.
Self-care.
Yeah. Here self-care. We go again, baby.
Yeah.
I'm good about my skin usually. I did do that thing a couple days ago because I've been so stressed out. I like picked a zit that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I have not done that in so long. And it felt like I felt ashamed. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I was back in high school, like picking at my face, not knowing what I was doing. But other than that, like I'm pretty good. I use sunscreen every day.
Oh, do you, Andrea?
No.
Honey, okay. Before you're gone, we have to find you a wipe you like.
Uh huh.
Something with like, hyaluronic acid,
yes.
a moisturizer, an and an SPF.
I think an SPF is like every woman's starter kit.
100%. What I just said is like the bare bones.
And I'm pale as fuck. Literally, I was posting pictures of myself in LA, like going hiking, and Emily's commenting on the Instagram, like, are you wearing sunscreen?
Oh, you
because
have
she
to.
Was glowing,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, in a good way, but.
I'm Dracula pale.
Yeah.
Well, the sun damage will get you.
I know.
If it doesn't now, it will.
I know. I'm ignorant, is what I
am. Well, this is the number one thing I preach on Nash Butte is to start a sunscreen.
Yeah.
And it's something that you're like, I'm barely in the sun. I don't need it.
Do you want to see this sunscreen that I've been using?
I brought it. Okay. What do you have on your face right now?
Okay, so I'll show you.
She puts honey on her face and
also,
shit. She's
like what's
level.
In the brows? What you got on there?
Glossier Boy Brow.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The clear one?
No, it's the color. The color's called blonde, but it's like a light brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ashy.
Yeah,
like an ashy
I used to use a pencil, and when I bleached my hair, I would use a pencil, and it was very bold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit, I like it a little bit less bold, and I love the like feathered look
it's
with
so
the
good.
Eyebrows.
Yeah. You literally are an eyebrow model.
Yeah, you really are.
Oh my
are.
God, thanks.
Yeah.
My ego is being stroked so hard. Yeah, that it's like, you know boy brow, Andrea?
Yes,
it's like
I do,
a gel.
Yeah. Glossier is like such easy makeup.
Glossier, I
it
have
must
to
making
say.
So much goddamn yeah, money. Those people, holy shit.
I have to say, the products are really good. And at first I was like kind of hating on it before I actually tried it because I thought it seemed like it was marketing itself as like, the makeup for the girl that doesn't need any
right.
makeup.
They have a vibe. And,
yeah.
they, and they have a marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And they know what they're doing.
Oh.
For sure.
For sure.
No doubt. No doubt.
And all the models, like, they're just perfect.
They're perfection.
And it's all like, oh, I'm so hot.
And I happen to be wearing a little bit of makeup, but
yeah.
also I'm so naturally beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. Zero makeup. Put on a lip tint. Wow, do I look stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely for the certain type of person.
Mm-hmm.
It,
yeah.
Their vibe is, like, very, very specific.
Totally.
I'm not a... I think they're a great company, but they're not for me. I'm more of like a thick makeup, beat face.
Oh, me too.
I like a moment. And they're all about the natural and the easy and the effortless and,
yeah.
and the dewy. And I love it on other people, but
me
it's
too.
Not for
it doesn't
me.
Work for me mm-hmm. either. I need like bright colors and intensity.
I do love a lot of their skincare, though. They have great serums.
Oh,
and,
do they?
Yeah. And I use their spritz. I use, I did use Milky Jelly Cleanser. I ran out of it. I think it's a pretty good product.
Oh, I've heard of that too. So this...
I want to try some of their new the lid glitter eyelids
ooh,
colors.
Ooh, yeah.
I want some of those. Oh, and they have another product out that I wanted to try. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, Glossier, hi.
Hi.
So the sunscreen that I use, it's this Korean sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Koreans, I'm telling you,
yes.
they fucking know.
They make the best
sunscreen
shit.
Yeah. is mm-hmm. on point.
But it has a tint. It mm-hmm. has like a peachy
ooh.
Tint.
Yeah, it gets...
But it's not like a tinted moisturizer. It just like brightens up your skin
it
a little
does.
Bit.
Sometimes I'll look at you and it'll get in like the folds of your eyelids, but it'll be kind of shimmery and it'll
uh-huh.
almost look like you're wearing like a sheen eyeshadow. And it's not intentional, but like...
And it doesn't get in your eyeballs?
No.
That's really good because I've had a few like, ow!
Oh, really?
Moments. Not from Korean stuff specifically, but just some sunscreens.
Yeah, so. No, I can't put like a really heavy sunscreen on. And I used to just put like straight up banana boat, like sports sunscreen
yeah,
on my
no.
face, which is
mm-mm.
terrible
yeah.
for
mm-mm.
you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, it's enough of a tint to just like give you kind of a glow, but it's not. as heavy as like a tinted moisturizer.
Will you read it for what the name of it is?
Oh, yes. It's Dr. G Brightening Up Sun, and it's SPF 50.
Hell yes.
So I'm wearing SPF 50 on my face every day.
Yes, smart. And you've had no problems with it like irritating you or making you break out or anything. Yeah.
Zero problems. Yeah. And it goes on my skin. Like, I know I just touched my face, and that's a cardinal rule not to do that, but it's so soft.
You're glowing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look like a baby.
There's terrible lighting in here, and you look good, and that's hard to do in here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then aside from that, I'm just wearing, like, concealer. I get dark circles, pretty bad ones, because I don't sleep, which is that's the hole.
Sleep is hard.
Sleep.
For people.
Yeah, I get so little sleep, and my problem is really unique, and I'm trying to figure out how to fix it. I wake up early.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up early, and then I can't go back to sleep because I get in my head, like, if I try to go back to sleep now, I'm not going to be able to, or I'm not going to have enough time, so I might as well get up now, and my thoughts are racing. And
that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's me.
But I don't... See, here's the thing, is, like, I'll just lay in bed with the thoughts racing, and then I'm like, maybe I should just get up, because I am not going back to sleep. You know, maybe I should start doing some work, but I don't want to engage in, like, doing some work, because then I'm for sure not going to fall back asleep. So then I'm in this, like, weird paralysis at, like, 5:30 in the morning with my full-ass face of makeup.
Yeah, I can go run errands.
Yeah. I'll go grocery shop sometimes at like 4 a.m. because I'm like, it's open and it's already happened. So
yeah, gotta
what
be
am
productive.
I gonna do? Yeah.
Right. That 4 o'clock hour,
yeah.
You get more done between 4 and 5 than most people do all morning.
Oh God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the sleep is like the biggest hole. And also I have a hygiene thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really like to shower a lot. I don't really like to...
You've gotten better over the years.
I've gotten better. Yeah. Like, now I'm at the point where I shower, like, every other day.
Mm-hmm.
But if I let myself go, I can get pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
I do that, too.
Yeah?
And I used to, like... It used to be, like, a joke, like, among my close, intimate circle, like, my sister and my husband stuff. Like, oh, Jackie doesn't shower. But I realized one day that it's sort of like it's like a depression thing.
Of course it is. Yeah,
because when I bathe, I feel so clean and good.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm like, I don't deserve to be happy. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve to be clean. I just don't shower. And it's sad.
100%.
You know?
It's a transition thing, I think, because... I like being in the shower. As soon as I'm in there,
I'm like,
I love
what
it.
What a good idea.
Yeah. I love having like
that. I see what you guys like about this.
Yes, yeah. I get this.
I like having that moment to myself to think and just like the feeling of the water on your skin, whatever. But getting in the shower is so difficult. It's like getting to the doctor hardest part.
This must be a Scorpio rising thing because this is me 100%. Same.
Yeah.
I literally like need somebody to lift me up and throw me in because I'm just like, oh, I don't want to get in. I don't want to take off my clothes. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to wait.
What about a personal assistant just to make sure?
I mean,
you
that's
get
me
in and
for you, right?
Yeah.
Can I get on that text thread?
Yeah,
can
sure.
we start
yes,
one?
Yes, yeah,
send us a little shower emoji every day.
We're such yin and yangs like that. We're so opposite in so many ways. It's just why we work.
Andrea
so
well showers like 4 times a day.
I shower
husband
a lot
too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm your husband.
Yeah,
for sure.
She's my husband.
Yeah.
So
I clean all the time. Like to the point, like it's obsessiveness for me. So it's like I'm cleaning at 2:30 in the morning. I'm grocery shop, whatever. And I'm like, this is because a lot of people don't understand OCD in that they're like, well, you have a clean house. Like, it's a good thing. I'm like, yeah, it is a good thing to be organized or whatever. But I have shit to do.
Yeah.
I should not be vacuuming
at
2:30 in the morning. That's bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's
feel bad for the lady below you, too.
Ugh, I'm on the ground floor.
Okay,
thank
good.
God. I'm a respectful person. Yeah. But also with the showering, I had OCD a lot worse when I was younger, and I used to shower like, I used to like to have my hair wet all the time because it felt clean.
Sounds cute.
I mean, oh, yeah. I used to like slick it back in a weird little bun. Like, I was not cute.
Yeah.
But I used to shower maybe, I would say 2 times, maybe 3 times a day. Now I will shower twice, sometimes once. Once is like a really good day, but I will also take baths.
Yeah.
And people are weird about my bath. She hates my bath situation.
I don't like her baths because it's like when we get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
If she's like sleeping over at my apartment.
I just like to have company. Like, I just want to talk to her, and I feel like the bath is a barrier. Like, I could go in the bathroom and sit in there while she takes a bath, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It's also the idea of, like, she showers every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to bathe when you're just going to bathe?
The bath is about, it's a mix of, it's obsessiveness, but it is also self-care, the mm-hmm. bath. It is my time to, like, not think about anything. It's like the water is running. I'm kind of just staring off into something. It makes me feel comfortable. You know?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
that's what it is about. But
it's self-soothing.
It is, but I have to be careful with it because it's sort of like tethered around obsessiveness. I'm like, it's not good to shower that much. It's not good for your hair. It's not good for your skin. Like, it's a waste of time. So I have to really kind of like give myself, okay, you get to have a bath today. Like, it's like a reward almost. It's very strange.
Well,
but
we got to get you some kind of facial cleanser in that bath. You know, mm-hmm. just throw that in there, and then I'm fine with it, you mm-hmm. know? We got to cleanse
maybe
that face, baby. Get you an oil cleanser.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe, like, squeeze some vitamin E oil in the bath so that it'll moisturize your skin
okay.
a little bit.
I like these workarounds.
Even if you
yes.
don't
you guys
use
are changing
moisturizer.
My life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get in that bath, 10 baths a day, as long mm-hmm. as we get that face, get some sunscreen on there.
Yes.
You know, get some sunscreen, get some moisturizer on there. I'm fine with it, baby.
Yes. I'm into it.
Well,
I'm making changes.
Listen, we're killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's my turn.
Yes.
So what do I have written down? Okay. I take skincare very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of bougie shit. Not that bougie shit is better than anything else, but I get sent stuff. I'm privileged.
Yes.
So, like, I have so many things, I'll never go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My face will never go hungry.
So, are you switching it up, like, every other day?
I mean, so here's what's happening. My skin right now is not, I'm not happy with it, but it's because something.
You look beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you,
gorgeous.
Listen, something fucked me up.
Really?
Fucked me up because I'm trying new stuff. I was just at Indie Beauty Expo and I was trying some
oh,
new
cool.
shit.
Uh-huh.
And I put this oil on. I have like, I'm not exaggerating, I have 9 zits on my nose.
Really?
I woke up with boom, 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 boom.
From
and
the
I was
oil?
Like, ah! Because yeah. it's my worst nightmare, which
yeah.
like, shout out to everybody with acne. Like, I don't want you to be feel bad about yourself. I'm 30 fucking 3. I've been through cystic acne twice.
Yeah.
I've been through it, honey. So like, before you come at me for shaming acne, I hate
you've,
it.
You've suffered.
I've earned my right
yes.
to be uncomfortable with it. Okay, I'm 30 goddamn 3.
Yes.
You think you're out of the age group for zits, and then you get gray hairs, and you're like, I got gray hairs and acne?
Yes.
What the fuck?
I got gray hairs for the first time this year.
I'm telling you, it's mm-hmm. rough out there. So the acne is not a cute situation. And I...
Do you know which one it was? Are you certain of which one it was?
I have an idea, but it's so hard. Basically, I got a little cocky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a recovering acne patient. I used to have terrible cystic acne. I did Accutane twice, which
oh.
is a pill from
yeah,
the
yes.
doctor, whatever. And then I rode on that wave of just gorgeous Accutane glow for a long time. And then I was like, I should probably implement like an acne wash in my regimen or whatever, mm-hmm. which I was doing for a long time. And then it ran out. And I was like, I'll be fine. Honey, I need it.
Mm.
Rebecca, will you email BioClarity
mm-hmm.
and tell them I need another damn set? Listen, there's a sponsor, BioClarity. They sponsor Nash Butte. I'm telling you, I put their second step on and it eats my acne. And I don't...
Oh, that's amazing.
BioClarity is good. It's like all natural,
it's
right?
all natural.
Yeah.
There's 3 steps and it's... The only thing is, like, you know, like I said, I get sent all these very expensive, great things, and I'm like, oh, a sponsor sent me something. So it's not the most exciting option
right,
I have,
right.
but it
yeah.
fucking works.
Yeah.
And I got sent another box of it, and I gave it to my producer because I was like, I have it. I'm good. But then I used
so
it all up.
So generous.
But I used it all up,
mm-hmm.
and I need it, baby. I'm breaking out. Like a damn hormonal teen! Rebecca, email them and give me some more fucking BioClarity. This, I'm telling you, I need it because it works, honey. I need it. I'm having zits and I can't be having zits. I'm too old for this shit.
I don't see them to, like, and
well,
that's
like I said,
an honesty.
I don't see a damn thing.
No, I'm telling you, it ate a bunch of them last night. It
that's
ate
amazing.
A bunch of them off. But, like, it was insane what I saw on my face. I said, what is happening?
Is that the worst thing? You're like, oh, I'd have to cover this shit up and
I'm
I have to go.
You,
it's
covering it
just
sucks.
Makes you feel.
Yeah.
fucking gross all day because it's on your face.
Yeah.
That's what you're presenting to the world.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Shout out to my honeys with acne. I feel for you, and I hope you find something to help help you with it, because it's really hard. It's a hard egg to crack, baby.
One thing to always keep in mind, though, and I find that this brings me a little bit of comfort, I just remember... You never notice it as much on other people as they do.
100%. Yeah. Oh, it's true for everything.
You know, how many times do you have a friend say to you, like, oh, I picked this
and you
huge
can't even
zit,
see
and
it.
You're like, I don't even see what you're talking about.
100%. Yeah. We all, I don't know what it is, it's the patriarchy.
Yes,
we're taught to rip ourselves apart and hate ourselves, and exactly.
Yeah, well, that's the not wearing makeup. I literally had to defaze myself of, like, I'm 100%. Not wearing makeup for 3 days. There's going to be people coming into my space that are in my industry, but you just got to be like, this is what I fucking look like.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, like, I remember when I was in fashion, I started wearing less makeup and people would ask me if I was sick. They're like, are you okay? And I'm like, are you fucking serious right now?
I'm telling you, people just need to watch what they say.
Yes.
Too. It's just
like,
do we need to comment on everybody's appearance all the time?
Well,
it's
you look
so
tired.
Stressful.
Well,
it's
you
so
look
crazy.
Not well.
Well, like, females too, especially. Right. Like, it's just like, it's such a high level.
People, and... after I dyed my hair,
look, it's y'all's boy, Yusong.
Yusong.
Yusong. Everybody's coming to listen to Natch Butte. Everybody's trying to clear up their face. Yusong, I need you to come on Natch Butte.
He's so beautiful.
Do you use a sunscreen every day?
I bet you he does.
Yusong! Okay, well, I'm coming out there. No, he does not.
Yeah.
You're taking your youth for granted.
He's a scoundrel like me. He's cocky.
One of these days, I'm going to make him come in here and tell me everything he's doing, I'm guessing is nothing. Let me guess. Old Spice and fucking Irish Spring.
He's just
Spring.
Nothing.
He's like, I don't even use that.
Me and Yusong are here sleeping with our makeup on, being like, what the fuck ever.
Put Yusong on the books. I need this motherfucker to come in Nashville.
He probably washes his hair with soap.
Yeah,
but he's just straight up dial
look
soap.
At him. He's perfect.
He is perfect.
But you know what? Youth is fleeting. Okay,
mm-hmm. It is.
Youth is wasted on the young.
Youth is wasted on the Yusong.
In 10 years, Yusong is gonna be sending me an email going, uh-huh. Jackie, what do I do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got some melasma. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Anyway, okay, what were we talking about?
Oh,
just the patriarchy coming down
just,
on us?
Yeah, just like how people constantly comment on your appearance, and it's like, it's not your business.
Yeah.
Like, when I dyed my hair, so I was super blonde, and then I dyed it like a dark red, and mostly dudes, actually all dudes, mm-hmm. would come up to me and
Shocker.
Be like, I liked it better blonde.
Oh.
Are you, like, first of all, are you going to pay for me to bleach my hair?
Yeah.
And are you going to undo all that damage that I'm doing to my hair?
Yeah.
Second of all, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and it's... Listen, I love all my honeys equally, but it's always men.
It's always men.
I'm telling you,
men.
I cut 5 years ago. My Facebook just reminded me that is when I did my bang bob mm-hmm. cut. Mm-hmm. I had your haircut basically,
okay.
just straight
mm-hmm.
long hair. And I said, you know what? I want to get a bob. And I got my bangs and my bob. And
love
I cut
it.
My
love
hair.
Love the lob.
And then mostly women follow me and they started going, oh my God, I love
it's
it.
Great.
Oh, you look great. One comment. And I liked your hair better before.
Yeah.
Like, why did you comment?
Do you know what it
why
is?
Why did you tell me that?
They think, like, any type of, like, edgy or different haircut is like, is this a cry for help? Because you don't have just long, boring, sort of, like, basic bitch hair.
Yeah. They've been brainwashed by The Bachelor.
Well, it's
they
also,
have.
It's the patriarchy. I remember when Cameron and Rhea were on here, mm-hmm. they were talking about, like, it's a way to fit in.
Yes.
And survive. The mm-hmm. patriarchy is to keep your hair long and big.
Yeah.
And, like, you know. The,
yeah.
And anything. Anything else
yes.
is against that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get pushback from.
Totally. Yeah. I had a crazy fucking angled bob for a minute. Everyone was asking me if I was gay. I'm like, it's a bob. What does that have to do with anything?
Really, listen.
Yeah.
It's 2018.
Yeah.
Can we all calm down?
Get your
down?
Shit
I'm
together.
Telling you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm having a little bit of a patch right now. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But I will go to bed every night. With at least a cleanse, a toner, mm-hmm. a serum, and an eye cream. Every night.
Cleanse, toner,
every
serum,
night.
Night.
That
cleanse.
Is a lot of
every
steps.
Every night. No, but it's so fast. Once you do it, and it's my time. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I close the door, and I just, it's my time.
That's
do
what
you
I
have
nobody's
to wait
in there
for,
bothering me.
Do you have to wait for each one to, like, sink in
you
before you use
probably should.
One?
You probably should. But I'm usually, like, staring at my teeth or, like, you know, I
sure.
have a bunch of shit I need to do. So it's fine.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm telling you, every night.
Okay,
that's
so
what
four steps.
Four
because
steps.
What is it? It takes 21 days to make a habit.
Yes.
Once you, if you keep doing it, it'll just be second nature.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What I'm going to do.
But I'm not perfect.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
None of us are.
So I'd say the top ones I have are, I never, and this is, again, a personal preference. Everyone, and that's what's so beautiful about today and society, is that we do what makes us, whatever is beautiful on the inside, we do on the outside to show that and make us feel that way on the outside. So I never shave, ever. Mm. I find it very tedious.
Legs, armpits?
Well, my pits are lasered, so they're good.
Box. Girl.
Literally never.
Girl.
And my legs. But I will say,
wait,
also,
so box is lasered too.
Well, I've now started back again. So legs have been lasered and puss has been lasered. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm going back Friday for second treatment. That my leg hair will grow to a length of Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, eh. And I think, again, it's part of my non-showering and, like, issue with, like, that kind
That's
of taking
work.
Care of myself.
The shaving is so
I
much.
I hate it.
So
much. But then it's like, I like wearing things and... And I don't, I love a hairy leg, but I'm unfortunately in the business. And if I go on an audition to play like a damn mom in a Honda commercial and I hike up my onesie and they see my hair, they're going to not hire me. And that sucks.
Yeah,
if that's
Honda
where we're
mom's going to have. Honda mom has got to have
her life together. Yeah. Honda mom goes to Pilates at 6 a.m. Honda mom drinks grape juice. Honda mom has a happy fucking marriage. She still sucks her husband's dick a couple times a week, okay? Honda mom has her life together. Honda mom shaves, okay? So I have to fucking shave in order to fit in with his business.
You gotta be Honda mom level all the time.
I have to be Honda mom level at every audition I go in, every room I enter. So I hate shaving and I never do it.
That's the patriarchy. You have to be Honda mom hot.
Yeah. I have to be Honda mom.
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
And it is.
Yeah.
This is why my dog now waits in the other room, because she hates
I get
this.
It.
Yes,
yeah.
It stresses her out. So I never shave. And so I've started to laser again, which is great. I've talked about this on Hash Butte. My pussy hair would grow to lengths you would never know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, again, it's taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because rock an 80s bush.
Sure.
Be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it gets to the point where my husband was like, are you okay? I mean,
it's like a metric of, like, how well you're doing emotionally.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Because, you know, whatever makes you feel cute.
Yeah.
Personally, growing up in the mid-2000s, I like a little trimmed up moment.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's how I sexually came of age.
Totally.
That's what I like.
Well, you know what she suggested to me is the beard trimmer.
Yeah.
I talk about this on, like, most podcasts, even when it's not relevant.
You'll wedge it in there.
I find ways to bring
Welcome
it up.
Welcome to Financial Hour. I'm Rachel.
My
and...
pussy.
Oh,
may I interrupt you, Rachel, so long.
If you want to save money, buy this Conair pussy hair razor.
Why don't they just call it that, by the way?
Yes.
I would literally go buy one if it said pussy hair shaver.
Yeah,
make
instead
it
of
pink,
like,
just
make it
go
pink.
In.
Maybe even
you
write
could,
like twat.
Yes.
You could make it shaped like a pussy, like look like kind of like a fleshlight or something.
Did we just come up with a brilliant $1 billion Shark Tank idea?
Yes.
Trademark.
Yes. I'm running out to the office after
Gotta go.
Yeah, but you can buy this thing in CVS. They have it everywhere. And the one, I had to replace mine because it's waterproof, but like eventually, you know, it breaks in the shower. But it's cheap. It's, So I got a new one, and it has, like, all these different attachments. So you can do, like, different shapes.
Sick flow. Different styles.
I got that fade on my pussy.
Yeah, baby.
I got that number two fade.
Mm-hmm. I just have, like, stars like, carved into my pussy. No, it keeps the hair, like, it's just like a beard trimmer for a guy.
Yeah.
And it keeps it, like, a very nice length. And I gotta say, I love my bush now, thanks to Conair. Mm. They should sponsor us.
100%. So is this one you can just get, like you said, at the
drugstore.
Rite Aid or whatever. Okay.
And yeah, it's not, they're not upfront about what it is, but when you see it, you'll know.
You'll go in there and be like, do you know where the pussy hurt from her is?
For the pussy
I'm sorry,
shaver.
Ma'am, the what?
The pussy
you fucking
shaver.
Know what I said.
I don't know if we sell a... You know,
we're looking for the beard trimmer, okay, patriarchy?
There's a stage 5 muff, and I have a date, and it needs to happen. this is what I this is what I do, and you're gonna like you're gonna freak out because it's really not good.
Oh, this is bad.
I am a bad girl. I've never gotten a wax.
Mm-hmm.
I am very afraid.
Yeah.
It got like it got to a point like my mom was never like my mom didn't really she didn't want me to shave my leg and like certainly when I was younger she never introduced the concept of waxing
because
she's like, you're not a sexual being.
I get that.
But I know some girls did and no shade to whatever your pussy hair removal is, but I just so then I got built up this fear to it because the idea of also like they get in your asshole and
it's
shit.
It's very intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started to get scared. It was almost like when someone's like a virgin for a long time and then it compounds of like, well, now it's weird that it hasn't happened. So I've just gotten scared of, I'm so scared of waxing and I have a high pain tolerance. I have a nipple piercing. Like I'm not someone to
fuck around with.
I've
never been waxed either.
Really?
I don't want somebody up on my lower lips.
Yeah. It's just, it's also just, I'm afraid that I'm going to not be able to handle the pain. They're going to stop halfway through. I tried to do it on my own.
Oh, no.
I got the wax down for like one second. And was like, no.
I was like
pouring lotion on it, trying to like get it off. So I nair my pussy hair.
No, stop.
Yes. Stop.
But not your like inner.
Not the
not
inner.
Not the lip.
Not the inner.
Not the lip. You're just doing the top.
Some of it is seeping down there.
It's seeping.
Honey, I don't.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think Nair has it says on the label to do that.
No, no, it's okay.
It's an off-label use. It isn't. You're playing with fire with off-label
use. I really am. I use like the bikini. There's a bikini which is meant for like
the sides,
but I'm going
on
the top.
Okay.
But, I'm building a cream pie of Nair and
I'm letting
it.
But you're not doing the lip.
I'm not doing the lip.
Okay.
No. There's like
just the front.
Just the front.
Let's see. I'm just kidding.
I have such a crazy I have such a fucking crazy because nairing is it takes time. When you do it, it's falling off. I mean, just like shaving.
It eats the hairs off.
Totally.
Yeah. My mom used to nair my mustache.
It smells.
When I was in pageants
as a
kid. Yeah.
Yeah. It smells bad. Like it's like a you gotta have the time to do the 15
minutes.
It's rancid. Yeah. And so
it smells like rotten man.
It really does.
Yeah. I think it makes me think of camp because I remember like in 7th and 8th grade, the girls would like all put nair on their legs.
Oh, yeah.
You'd walk into the bunk and you'd just be like, what is, who left rotten eggs under their bunk bed?
I know. And I'm making my pussy smell like corrosion and rotten eggs and I'm like stuck in a cycle
It's shocking you're not infertile.
I know, right?
Listen, I think y'all need to both go get waxed, and then y'all need to do a, like an audio clip and send it to me, and I'll put it on the end of this episode.
Hear us being like,
no, you don't have to record yourself doing it. I just want you to afterwards like give me a recap.
I know
because
I need to
it's
do it.
Something that I think everyone should do once. Just
I agree.
To, like get because it's an insane experience. I've only been waxed probably. Well, I was in the when I, last time I was single, 2010. I know I was, you know, I'm a married woman.
Mm.
I was waxing every month.
Really?
I was like in the groove of it all the time.
Did it stop growing back?
It does. It gets lighter.
Yeah.
But then the last time I did it was for my before my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But some people are like, listen, it's embarrassing. They see them all day. You lay there. I mean, literally, it's like you're a baby getting your diaper changed.
Yes.
You sit up on your hind feet and you spread your asshole. You hold your asshole open for this person, this stranger. They stick inside of your like most intimate space.
It's so much worse than the gyno.
Yank. No, but to them it's nothing. It's like doing a podcast to them. Like
that's true.
Nothing. But then I literally
waxing
never go back.
People's ass cracks is their podcast.
Exactly. But I just never go back. I have to find a new place every time because I don't want to look them in the eye again.
Which is
probably even worse because you think, oh, only one person is seeing my asshole.
Everyone in Los Angeles has seen your asshole.
Everybody that takes Groupon has seen my asshole in LA. But now I'm doing laser and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it grow back though?
Well, it will eventually. My armpits,
they're
never grew. I just got them touched up
after
2 years.
They look as smooth as Emily's face. It's like a baby.
I had to do
one touch up, and it was like I had like five. But you just have to find a good place because there are places that don't turn the machines up to make you come back. Blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
Shout out Fix
really?
Laser Center.
Shut up.
I'm telling you,
everything's a fucking scam.
But I started. Now I'm doing lower leg and puss, and I've only done it once, and it's already changed.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it. If I have to do it 10 times, I have to do it 10 times. I'm so happy.
Yeah, the armpits, like, I might consider, if I had, like, that kind of budget, mm-hmm. I might consider, like, doing the armpits because I get irritated shaving
my armpits. No, same.
Yeah,
mine were always, and then you put the deodorant on and it burns.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this
uh-huh.
is not a cute look. It's the best thing I've ever done for myself.
Well, also,
he's hands down.
Well, also, like, the amount, I know it's a money thing for sure. Like, it's a big
it
down
is.
Payment, but if you're in the position to do it, you're buying the razor, me buying the Nair, and clearly the medical bills I will pay
yes.
once my pussy gets some sort of
yeah.
weird Nair cancer. Like, it's like a, it's an investment, but it's also a time, and like, again, with
yes.
the time, it's like, the less time in the morning that I have to deal with my appearance, the better.
Mm-hmm. But
like,
it's also, it saves water.
Yes.
Saves a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
It does save money eventually.
Yes.
It's also not that expensive. And again, this might be privilege. I'm in my 30s. I'm in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women, people in their 20s that are like, I'm barely paying the bills, Jackie.
Sure.
I eat ramen every night. What are you talking about? So, but just get on email lists and they send discounts.
Yeah.
30%
yeah.
off, 40% off. I especially recommend waiting till November for Black Friday. The places
Ooh.
All do half
yeah.
price, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I think it's like $20 each time I do my armpits or something.
Wow.
Like, it's not that expensive,
oh, that's
depending
great.
On where you live.
Oh, no.
It used to be way more, but because it's such a saturated market now, and I'm speaking specifically for LA, and I'm
yeah.
sure it's true for New York. It's
mm-hmm.
just like saturated beauty marketed areas,
yeah.
big cities. Get your pits done, baby.
Yeah.
And then
if
how
you
many
don't
sessions?
Want that hair, I did, I want to say 8.
Okay.
But again, I have thick, dark hair.
It looks amazing.
Some people, it's different.
Yeah.
And then I waited 2 years and I did one just a couple weeks ago to
Easy
touch up.
Breezy.
And it
wow.
was worth it, though. It was worth it. I'm telling you.
I think whatever, I think it's not a poor investment if it's going to make you be your most genuine self and feel confident in your skin. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes, 100%.
Everybody picks and chooses what they spend their money on, and it's just a matter of what makes you feel the
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. last thing I was going to show y'all is I just can't get my nails together.
Mm, nails are hard.
It's a self-care that has fallen off. I feel like I'm really investing in the mug and the
yeah.
face and
mm-hmm.
the neck up. I used to get gels every month.
Yeah.
And I just now, they just are natch. And there's nothing wrong with it. But
Ooh.
I love a look of like, look how
sure.
cute y'all look.
Yeah.
I love a nail. It's just, I don't want to go spend the money.
Well,
yeah.
okay,
I'm
so
cheap.
This, for me, was a money-saving technique for, I had a long stretch of being poor. I'm
yeah.
not talking broke. I'm talking
yeah.
poor.
Yeah.
I was applying for food stamps and I needed them. It was very
yeah.
severe.
We had just quit our jobs to do our podcast. Like, we were in the streets.
Yeah.
fucking canned soup.
I moved all the way out to the end of the line in Crown Heights and just was living a pretty bleak existence. No expendable income whatsoever. And I ended up, you know, just going completely natural, bare nails. But my nails ended up looking pretty good. Like,
yeah.
yours look pretty good.
Yeah.
Because when you don't
They're
put
clean.
Anything
They're
on
like,
them.
Well, I don't. I hate a dirty nail, honey.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
A, like I said, I
yeah.
clean the. I wash my hands like a fucking
yeah.
surgeon.
Yeah. Nothing's grosser. I love a good nail scrubber. Like,
yes.
do you have one of those
oh,
little
honey,
nail
yes.
scrubbers?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it's fun to have different colors and stuff. But I think, like, there was also something fun about not giving a fuck about
mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
and just having bare nails and just being stress-free and not having to go, like, sit there for an hour to get them
done.
Because
it's annoying to sit there. Also, like, one will snag, and then I'm like, oh, that looks like shit.
Yes.
I'm fixate on it. And it is expensive.
It's
I
so
mean,
expensive.
It is a budget. You
yeah.
have every month you have to go.
These, I have, so I got these, like, ombre nails. Getting
They're
the nails
cute.
Done is very, like, again, it's like the bath. It's self-care. It's like
yes,
my treat.
It is. And,
yeah.
it's, and it is important, especially in our business. You
yes.
know, it's great to walk in and have really cute hands, especially
mm-hmm.
if they do close-ups in my commercial auditions.
Totally.
You're holding the product. You're driving your Honda minivan
well,
with
yeah,
your nails.
Honda
it,
Mom
it
is...
It pays off.
Yeah.
Honda Mom's also a hand model.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Honda Mom has everything so fucking together.
I'm telling you, tight little ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She
does those she fucking
does
spin classes.
Pilates and Kegels
yes.
at the same time.
Does those Kegels all fucking day while she's driving.
She does Physique 57 before picking her kids up from
yes.
soccer.
Those I did one of those one time and I almost burst into tears.
It is so painful.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they're nice. I did it one here. They're, it's very hard, but like they were nice about
they're
it.
Really
I've been
inclusive.
To some hazy classes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I hate
like,
a hazy
Cersei
class.
Like Cersei Lannister is trying to get me to fucking do more rounds on the Pilates reform and I'm like, bitch, stop hazing me. I already was in a sorority. I don't need this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gonna, yeah.
I hate that. I hate when you walk into a class and people make you feel bad if
I
it's
hate
your first
it.
Time
it's the
worst. Or whatever.
It.
Do you know what class that I do that is the weirdest shit ever, but it's so inclusive
what?
And it's the best type of exercise I've ever done? Capoeira.
Ooh, like martial arts?
Brazilian dance fighting.
Okay. Oh, honey.
Okay.
Why am I not in a capoeira class?
Because you're not living your best life.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't see them anywhere.
Okay, they're very hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing about capoeira, and I used to be a runner. Mm-hmm. I am, like...
Let me see if it's on my phone. Keep talking.
Of course. And I love exercising when I have time, but exercise is kind of like nails in that when the stress happens, exercise is the first thing to go because my weight kind of like pretty much maintains. I'm lucky to have a pretty good metabolism, but exercising makes me feel good. I also like to goof around and I'm like a very playful person. And I'm also super, I have an aggressive streak. I used to play rugby. Like,
ooh, I'm into that.
I love to be really, really physical. So capoeira is Brazilian dance fighting. And it's like C-A-P-O-E-I.
Yeah.
It's
it
like
wasn't coming up, but I was spelling it wrong.
C-A-P-O-E-I-R-A. Yes.
It's a lot of vowels.
There was a period of time. Probably maybe 5 years ago, I had a terrible breakup and I did that post breakup, like got so fucking skinny.
Yeah.
I was in that gym crying and just like, I'm going to be so hot. And I started to just learn all these exercises. I was doing the pole dancing class. I took African dancing. Like I was just, and then a capoeira class came out of nowhere at my gym. And I was like, this is weird and like kind of offbeat. I'll give it a try. And I have never seen such beautifully ripped people. Like, they're lean. They have that long, like, swimmer muscle. They're all...
I bet they're so incredibly strong.
They're so strong. They're so friendly, too. Like,
yeah.
Like we're like, sparring and dancing. There's all these... You don't know what you're doing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I look like a goofy white bitch in there with my, like, gym shorts on, like, kicking and falling over and whatever. But they play music during it, too. And they do, like, circuits, and then they do, like, weird coordinated dance fighting, and it's the funnest
okay,
shit I've ever
I'm
done.
I'm proud of you for going in there, because I'm so self-conscious about, like, working out and stuff. I
so
feel
am
like I.
I
wouldn't be sure. I would be mentally too afraid, but if I find one, I'm going for you.
Do it. Go for
Y'all
me.
Y'all record the wax. Tell me how you feel about
mm-hmm.
wax, and then I'll record you,
do capoeira.
You a capoeira.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
post,
yeah. Nice. That's
post
a nice
experience.
Trade.
Yes.
I found, like, a dojo in, like, the middle of nowhere and just showed up and was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah. I'm here to dance fight.
And everyone there was so nice. Like, it was so... Because it's about fitness, but it's also very, very meditative. Like,
yeah,
they
I
meditate
mean,
afterwards. It's kind of like a
full
experience.
There's nothing more pure than dance. Dance fighting is, like, the common... It's the aggression of the fighting
uh-huh.
and the sereneness of the dancing.
Honey, I'm into this.
You
what?
Got to.
I'm going to go right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving. We're out of here. I got to go... What if it's literally, like, I become... the biggest capoeira master.
Uh-huh,
like
all of a sudden.
It consumes my whole life.
Well, I think about this all the time because I'm like you. Like, I'm very self-conscious about, like, exercise. I don't really, like, I've never really found a type of exercise that I really like. Like,
yeah.
It's always, I'm always pushing myself. But I always think about, like, how people say once you find your thing, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Like, how... Speaking
How
of,
do you know?
Speaking of Physique 57, like Kelly Ripa fucking loves Physique 57.
I mean,
when she found it, she started doing it every day. She's all about
woman.
It.
I mean, mm-hmm. she's
look
a
at that woman.
Health freak, yeah.
And, you know, people start swimming and they're like, oh my God, I fuck. And that actually is one. Like, I love swimming, but I love swimming in a recreational way. Like, I'm not going and swimming
laps
for 2 hours a day. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So I always think, like, maybe I just haven't found the right thing. Maybe one day I'm going to walk into a fucking salsa class and I'm going to fucking kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to try.
You could be a salsa master
mm-hmm.
and you don't even know it.
I doubt it, but here's to hoping,
the,
you know?
Also, the capoeira masters are, a lot of them are stunt fighters, by the way.
Oh.
This is like a whole thing. You got
to. What if I'm too awkward to be a stunt person? They
just
work so hard.
Google it.
Okay, you're right.
Take a
Keep
look
an
at
open
it.
Mind. The patriarchy again,
they're
coming
dancing,
down on me.
They're dancing, they're flipping.
Okay.
It's a really good time.
I think you might have changed my life.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You've changed mine. I'm moisturizing.
We didn't talk that much about beauty, but you mm-hmm. know what? I keep it crazy on Nash Butte. Sometimes
Hell yeah.
we did self-care. We talked about diarrhea a little. We covered a lot of ground. We have to get out of here. So why don't y'all tell us where we can find you on social and a little bit about your pod and where we can find it and everything.
Sure. So our podcast is called The Hot Mess Comedy Hour, and you can find that wherever you find your podcast.
Excellent.
iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, mm-hmm. Spotify.
It's on the OG Podcast Network.
And you can also follow us on Instagram. We have a very fun Instagram account.
We have a good time.
And it's Hot Mess Comedy Hour and Hot Mess Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Jackie J is going to be coming on.
Yes.
When I come to
Hell
New York.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you into our crazy world and we're going to dissect you.
Can catch up with everything. Hopefully
yes.
By then I've done capoeira.
I hope so.
I had another whole thing planned that we didn't get to, so mm-hmm. I'll bring it with
yes,
you, baby.
Yes, bring it. Please do.
Oh, yes, please.
I'm like a little Pandora's box over here, okay? I open it up and crazy shit happens, baby.
Fuck
so
yeah.
Get excited for that.
Yes.
Have a great red eye tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. This is such a fun show.
I need to get you a sheet mask for the flight or something because
yeah.
You need some moisture
I know.
On that damn plane. I can't be playing tonight.
Yeah, let's make that shit wet.
Yes. I will email you a list of some skin things to get you started.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I'm sure all my honeys out there, they love products. So y'all tweet. What's y'all's Twitter?
It's Hot Mess Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Everybody tweet at Hot Mess Podcast. And y'all need to wreck a moisture, an eye cream,
mm-hmm.
a sunscreen. Just get her one of those. Come on,
yeah.
Ladies. Stop fucking around.
Yeah.
Help me.
When your birthday comes up, I'm going to get you a Dr. G's.
Thank you so much.
And wait, when you're Gemini?
I am a Capricorn.
Okay, so your birthday's in December, January?
Mm-hmm. December 31st.
So we got a little bit to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But maybe y'all could, you know, do a little summer party or something.
Oh,
I don't
hell
know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She can't wait the whole damn summer. We
no,
need the sunscreen
now. No, you're
now.
Right. Yeah, we can't.
It's
I wish there was another
hot.
Occasion. I'm
yeah.
not just giving out sunscreen all willy-nilly.
What does she look like? A Rockefeller?
Uh-huh. Do,
yes.
Does sunscreen grow on trees? I don't
no,
think so.
No, it does not. But you could at least maybe send her the damn link.
I know.
You
send
know?
Me the link,
yeah,
girl.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
I'll give you a sample, too.
I need to look baby fresh like you do.
Oh, it's so smooth. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that sums it up, baby. We covered everything,
hell
pretty
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody remember, what do we always say at the end of the attribute? We say, cream your neck and keep that fringe fresh. Fringe. Fringe. Ooh, fringe.